Why is the word sun spelled with an O if it's pronounced with a U? At first, you might think it's some sort of historical quirk. Like, maybe these words were originally pronounced with an O sound, but then the sound shifted. And that is true for a handful of words, but when we look at the spelling of these words in Old English, they were all spelled with a U. So wait, the words were originally spelled as they were pronounced, but then we started re-spelling them to be less intuitive? Why? Well, it's mostly due to minim confusion. You see, a minim is a short vertical stroke used in some letters, like M, N, U, and I. And minim confusion arises in cursive handwriting, where it's kind of hard to tell where one letter ends and the other begins. For example, maybe you've heard the joke that the word minimum is really hard to read in cursive. That's because this word is composed of 15 consecutive minims, so it's really hard to tell where the letter boundaries are. If you think that's bad, recall that in the medieval era, the Gothic script was quite common, which just makes minim confusion even worse. This is a valid sentence in Latin, by the way. So medieval scribes had to come up with creative ways of rewriting letters with lots of minims. The letter N, for example, was often rewritten above the previous letter. In fact, this was done so often that the shape was just simplified over time into just a squiggle. This is still seen in languages like Spanish or Portuguese, where words like these, for example, would have originally been written like this. A different solution was found for the letters I and J. Have you ever wondered why they're the only letters of the alphabet to have a dot over them, which, by the way, is officially called a tittle? Well, originally they didn't. The tittle was only added later to avoid minim confusion. In fact, this is probably the only reason the word minimum is even legible in cursive. So what about the letter U? Well, remember that for most English words, the letter U doesn't cause minim confusion. The confusion only arises when the letter U comes before other letters that have lots of minims, like N, M, or V. So, medieval scribes decided that whenever the short U sound came before the letters M, N, or V, they would re-spell it with a different letter entirely. O. And that's why if you look at those example words I gave you from earlier, the vowel is always before M, N, or V. And you can kind of see how that could be useful, right? For example, in Middle English, the words some and come were written like this, but if we switch out the U for an O, it's a lot easier to read. But if the rule was that the short U sound was re-spelled as an O in Middle English, then how come only a handful of words were affected? What about words like fun or thumb, for example? Well, here's the thing, they were also affected. Go back to Middle English and you'll find plenty of people spelling these words with an O. So what happened? Well, remember that back then, spelling wasn't standardized, so different regions and different scribes would have different spelling conventions. It was only after the invention of the printing press that we started standardizing the spelling. And though some words got caught up with the spelling change, others didn't. The best example of this is with the words sun and sun. Back in Old English, they were both spelled with the letter U, but in Middle English, they could be spelled with either a U or an O, depending on the scribe or region. But by the time we get to modern English, one of the words has been standardized with the variant spelling, while the other has been standardized without it.